With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. The wine industry in Washington and Oregon got a taste of what California winemakers have been dealing with for years, wildfire smoke. It's a signal, according to Washington Wine Growers Association Executive Director Vicki Charlo, to what may lie ahead and why learning more about it is so important.
It will take a while, unfortunately, and that was the premise of a letter to Congress where the Washington wine growers got together with 9 other regional and national organizations. And we asked Congress to extend the Wildfire and Hurricane Indemnity Program Plus, it's called WIP Plus, to help these grape growers and winemakers in California, in Oregon, and in Washington that are affected by wildfires.
The damage from last month's wildfires, Charlo says, probably won't be fully known for a while, but they're gathering information daily.
And in some areas, we do know damage. There's many areas, especially California and parts of Oregon, that had damage to the vineyards, they had damage to wineries, they had damage to many buildings, and sadly to life. In Washington state, so far, we're only probably 20 or 25% of the way into harvest. And we're just starting to see now some of the lab samples come back to determine whether or not we have damage.
Charlo says just because we had smoke doesn't mean there was damage. It all depends on the proximity of the grapes to the fire, what's burning, how fresh is the smoke, and so many nuances they hope to become more familiar with. And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.